Okay, wonderful. So again, ladies, we are officially inside the Sister Sense Circle. Tonight's call is all about speak it, teach it, coach it, basically a clarity session, excuse me, for women entrepreneurs who are interested in getting involved and really sharing their message online, whether it be through speaking, teaching, coaching, really motivating other women, monetizing your message, and essentially changing the world in the process. So I wanted an opportunity to do what I do best on Sister Sense, which is help you make sense of making money online through my clarity sessions. So today is kind of a Q&A with yourself. I'm going to ask you several questions that I really want you to think about and explore as far as what it is that you're trying to accomplish, what your message is, what you're trying to promote, how much you're trying to make. These are some of the kind of questions that we're going to talk about today. So as I mentioned before, just an opportunity for the ladies to get on. I'm just going to wait a couple of minutes, but let me just hit unmute for a second, and I see some lovely ladies on the call. You can just introduce yourself, let me know who you are while we wait to get started. So good evening, ladies. Who's on the call tonight?
Aloha, LaShonda. It's Keisha calling from gorgeous Virginia.
Hi, Keisha. How are you tonight?
Fantastic.
And can you just let everybody know what your business is, if you've got a website or a link you want to share?
I don't want to share a website or a link just yet because everything's going through this process, but I'm a trainer and coach and speaker.
Okay, wonderful. So is would anyone else like to share their website or just say hello, let me know who's on the call?
Hi, LaShonda. This is Beth Goodman calling from the Peach State of Georgia. Sprinkles.
ATL is in the house tonight. So woo-hoo! How are you?
I'm exceptional, darling. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm really excited about having you on the call. Are you also a coach?
I am. I am a certified personal life coach. My website is thebethgoodman.com.
Wonderful. So ladies, as always, when we enter the Sister Sense Circle, if you would like to expand your circle and connect with the ladies that are talking tonight, please go on to Twitter. The hashtag for Sister Sense is #SSPC14. That stands for Sister Sense Power Circle 2014. So again, #SSPC14. You can just tweet out, hey guys, I'm here at Sister Sense Power Circle, so that just an opportunity if there's people who you are not familiar with, you can add them, follow them, and again, expand your circle. So before we get started, anyone else like to introduce themselves?
Hi, LaShonda.
Hi, good evening. Who's on the call?
This is Joyce from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Joyce. How are you?
I'm good. Came running from work. Nice to be here and able to listen to you.
Good. I'm glad you could make the call tonight.
Thank you.
Well, all right, ladies. I'll definitely give you an opportunity to say who you are and introduce yourself again if you've got questions at the end of the call as well. But, you know, it's 9 Eastern Standard. So I know some of you, especially the moms out there, you've got things to do and babies to wake up in the morning, right? So let's jump right into our session for today, all about, again, speak it, teach it, coach it, a clarity session for women entrepreneurs. And so I work with a lot of different professionals online. A lot of them are actually service professionals who are interested in coaching and mentoring, and really trying to figure out what to do to move forward in that direction. So for those of you who are on the call, I wanted to do this as a Q&A with yourself so that you can talk about some things and answer some questions, get clear as far as what you need to do for your profit, your progress, and of course your packages, right? You know, in order for you to actually share your message, you've got to be clear for yourself what that message is. A wise woman once said to me, confused buyers do not buy. So if you're confused about what you're selling, you can imagine how customers, we want that you're as crystal clear as possible about what it is that you are selling before you go out and sell to other people. So let me just tell you really quickly, I am a jackie of all e-trades. I think I tried to figure out how to do just about everything I could possibly do online to monetize. It all started with me wanting to share my message through my first website, Multiple Shades of You Online, which is still up. I wanted to have a positive website for young girls of color. I just felt there was so much negative in the world, and as far as the stereotypes and what we see in mainstream media, I wanted to put something positive out there. In the process of developing my own websites, people started to say, I like your website, who's your designer? I said, me, and they said, can you do mine? So I started to do websites from there. And then from building websites for other people, I started getting questions about blogging and Mark, so I became a mentor to some, a coach to many in many ways. So that's kind of the transition of who I am and what I do, just going from wanting to share my message with the world, web design, services, and graphics design business, and from there, blogging about the process and mentoring and consulting other women entrepreneurs who kind of wanted to mirror my process. That's my 10-plus year story in a nutshell. So what my vision is right now is to help you become a pro. And for me, pro, P-R-O, means different things. One, I want you to become the professional that you want to be online. I want you to be able to see progress because today is March 9th, 2014, it could just as easily be March 9, 2015, the year, the days, the months, the weeks, they go by so quickly. So it's important for me to help you get clear so you can actually maximize your time and get things done. So see progress and, of course, profits. You know, it's important for us to monetize our message, to fulfill our purpose, but as entrepreneurs, we need to be profitable as well, especially for those of you who'd like to transition from 9 to 5 to working at home. Wanting to see that profit is essentially something that is a big part of the process when it comes to becoming a pro. So we're going to jump right into Q&A, okay? My first question for you is this. How much money did you set out to make last month? I want you to write down a number. For those of you who are actually working in your business, a lot of you are coaches or interested in speaking, you have either services or ebooks or packages online. How much money did you expect to make last month? So think about that and write down that number. Now, for those of you who have not particularly checked your numbers, because some of us are so deep into the business, we don't actually look at how much money is coming in, how much do you think you made last month? Okay, so what did you set out to make? How much do you think you made versus how much you actually made last month? So some people are on the ball and they know, they're checking their monthly income, their revenue stream, and they know exactly how much money came in. So I want you to start. I always start with the numbers first because everybody else starts with, oh, my God, you know, what's your passion? And I love that, but your passion has to be profitable, right? And so especially because I work with a lot of women, and whenever I talk about the money, they go, you know, I don't care about the money right now, LaShonda. I just want to get it out there. And I'm like, great. And then 2 minutes later, it's like, you know, LaShonda, I'm really frustrated. I'm not making any money. Well, we needed to talk about the money from the beginning, and you didn't want to. So that's why that's the first thing I talk about. How much did you set out to make last month? How much do you think you made last month? And for those of you who are on the ball, how much did you actually make? Now, these are very important questions because I'm always about crunching the numbers and setting your money markers, right? So for those of you who listen to me, you know that's a big part of my equation. Now, for me as a service professional, I have a certain amount that I need to make every single month. So every month I set out to make money. I always say, you can say, well, I want to make money this month, and I'm not making enough. Well, how much did you make? I remember one woman in particular, she came to one of my coaching conferences. She has her own boutique. And she's like, you know, I'm really struggling because all these mainstream Target and Walmart and, you know, they're now carrying natural beauty products. That's like they never used to do that. So my boutique is now not getting as much sales as it used to because of these websites, because of these new companies coming in and selling my products. And so we talked about her numbers, and she's like, well, you know, actually I'm making more money now this year than I was last year. And so it's like, and why are you not happy? So it's like, you know, even though she could see a trend where these bigger companies were coming in and now selling natural beauty products as a competitor to her, she was still making more money in her business. It just didn't feel that way because she was feeling the competition and the frustration of that versus actually looking at the numbers and seeing how much money was coming into her business. Now, on the flip side, I have customers, and clients who come and say, well, I'm not making enough money, and I need to make more money in my business. Okay, well, how much money did you make this month? I don't know. I didn't make enough. Well, how much? I don't know. You have to know the numbers, right? So if your goal is to bring in $500, $5,000, $2,500, $25,000, whatever the case may be, you have to have a very, very specific number, okay? So that's the first thing that I want you to keep in mind. Now, when you look at this particular number, I want you to think about what your monthly monetary goal is. You know, I want $1,000 a month, $3,000 a month, $5,000 a month. For some people who are who have a full-time job and you're doing this part-time, maybe you want an extra $500 to $2,000 a month, right? What exactly is that number? That's the first thing I want you to talk about. Now, when you look at that number, for those of you who actually have business, I'm going to get to those of you who are in the idea stage, but first we're going to talk about people who actually are coaching right now. They are certified or they have their own particular product or service. When you look at that number of how much you set out to make last month, what exactly were you aiming to sell to hit that goal? This is very important. So let's say you wanted to make $1,000 last month, right? I'm speaking, teaching, coaching online. I've got my products and services already. I'm promoting, I'm marketing. One, two, three, where's the money, right? What if you set out to make, let's say, $1,000 last month and you were selling your own $10 product, right? You know, at that point, in order for you to reach your goal, you've got to sell 100 of those products. Versus somebody who, on the flip side, had a $100 product and only needed to sell 10, right? So you've got to look at your primary packages, how much that costs, and how many sales you actually had to make to reach your monetary goal. So, for example, I from time to time do promotions where I'll do my web design services for $500. You know, two clients, $500, $1,000. Right, so it requires less customers or less closing sales when you have a higher price for a product, which is something that I talk about all the time. And for some people, you know, you're very, very focused on those low price point products because you want to start somewhere. But of course, you need to at some point have something that's higher for you so that you can have less sales and less stress in your business. Okay, so I want you to think about those monetary numbers first. So now we're going to put those numbers aside, right? Keep them there. Keep looking at them. But we're going to put those numbers aside and think about the ideas that you have come up with as far as, okay, well, I know I'm interested in sharing my message and getting that out there, and I want to monetize it. This is what I've been thinking of. Now we're going to think about going way back, a couple of months, not too far back, but last year, October, to January. What are some ideas that you came up with for your business as far as how you're going to monetize your message, whether it be speaking, teaching, or coaching? Okay? So I want you to write down those ideas. Now, for some people, this can mean different things. Some people are interested in getting speaking engagements, right? And I get that a lot, you know. Well, LaShonda, what I want to do right now is, you know, focus on getting more speaking engagements, or I have information that I want to share. And so I've written a couple of books and I want to sell those, whether it be print or digital. Or, you know, I love what you do and I see that you do trainings all the time, so I want to do trainings. Right, you know, which, by the way, I'm doing this week. I'm doing the 5-day training. Well, starting it. It's going to be partially this week and then next week, the 5-day training pro webinars for those who are interested in learning how to host their own webinars. And so again, right now, I just want you to think about those ideas from ending of the last quarter of last year to the beginning of this year that you said, okay, well, this is how I'm going to monetize my message. This is what I'm going to do to get this information out there. It's an important question to ask for those of you who haven't asked yourself this question, but you are interested in sharing your message with the world. What do you feel like you're most comfortable doing? Now, keep in mind, this goes beyond, okay, well, this is my brand name, or this is my logo, or this is what I want my website to look like, and that's all well and good. That's a part of the process. I'm a web designer. I know these are essentials, but that's not going to bring you in money, right? So the logo and the website, all that stuff looks great, but that's not what's going to bring you in money. What are you doing to monetize your message? What do you want to put and what do you want to basically share with the world? Right? So last week I was working on some graphics for a client. She's putting together her own podcasting series. What is your plan of attack? Okay? Now, when you think about some of these ideas that you've got, what are the monetary numbers that you've put beside them? And you need numbers. Right? I'm always talking about the money. You need numbers. So, okay, LaShonda, I am interested in putting together, I was just working with one particular woman. Some of you probably got invitations to the virtual salon, the amazing salon that happened this past week, 3-day conference. And the idea with a lot of these conferences and webinars and virtual opportunities is to share a great deal of information, right? And at the same time, monetize it so that ladies have the opportunity to listen to the actual virtual conference, and then they have the opportunity to sign up for different packages and services, whether it be the replays, which I believe are on sale right now, or extended coaching opportunities, right? So there's a method to the process of sharing the information and either packaging the replays or packaging coaching opportunities that was attached to that particular virtual conference. And so I believe that for this particular conference that just passed, the replays were $197, right? And so if you look at that, that's $200 per person, 10 people, that's $2,000, right? So you want to think, okay, well, how many people do I want to actually bring in for this particular offering, and how much is this offering going to be? What is my ideal goal? How much do I want to make from this? What are my numbers? So, for example, let's say you are working on a particular conference and you say, well, okay, well, this conference is free, and my goal is that at the end of the conference, I want to see if I can charge for the replays and get people to buy the replays. I was talking with a coaching client about that. Actually, I want to say a week ago, we were talking about her putting together her own teleconference series and understanding the differences, which is what I'm going to talk about tomorrow at 12 p.m. EST. I'm going to talk about webinar-based models that you can use for profit, right? So one of them is you host your teleconference, you share your information, and it's free, but at the ending, you charge for it, like the example I gave just a while ago. So let's say you expect to get 250 people to sign up for this free event in the hopes of getting 30 people to actually pay for your replays at $97. That is a $3,000 return, okay? Whereas on the flip side, you could say, I don't want to do a free conference. I want to charge upfront. So then you would have, let's say if your goal is to get that same 30, but instead of getting 30 people to sign up for the free one, you just want 30 people to sign up for the paid one. There's no, well, am I going to get money on the back end? You know, definitively I'm going to get 30 people in and make my $3,000. So in one sense, if you do a free one, you need more people to come in to generate that goal, versus if you do a paid one, you need less people to come in, right? Think about that. So as I'm giving you this example, I want you to kind of think about for yourself, whether it be a webinar or a teleconference or a digital product, what is your price point and how many sales do you realistically expect to generate to be able to get your ideal monthly income? Now, let's say for those of you who are in a space where you've got a product and it's selling for you, it's just not selling enough. I want you to think about, again, last month's sales. How many sales did you actually make, right? So let's say you have a product and it's a $7 entry product. I do quite a few products that are between the 99-cent to $7 level because I do believe that those entry products help people become adjusted to you and accustomed to you and all that wonderful stuff, right? So let's say, for example, you have a $7 digital product that you're selling, and last month you brought in a whopping 20 sales, right? That was $140, right? And then, of course, if you're using PayPal, PayPal is taking a percentage of that, so it's even less. And I'm sure that you probably brought in more, but just for the purposes of the example, we're just going to say $7 sales, 20 people, $140. And your goal is to make $1,000 a month. So if you know that you can realistically bring in right now, with the size of your list and your marketing, 10 to 20 people, realistically, in order for you to successfully monetize that message, you need a higher price point product. So for now, you may not need in more than 10 to 30 actual sales for the month, but you have to charge for something that costs more than $7. You can't simply just have the 7 or the 3 or the 5 or the $1 product because you're not generating enough sales for you to feel like you're bringing sufficient money in, right? So for you, it's to think about, okay, here are some ideas that I came up with in the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months. You know, we're thinking about the last quarter of last year, and we're almost into the first quarter of this year. So we've got about 3, 4 months of ideas that you've put together. How much did you realistically expect to generate? Now, I'm going to talk about different types of goals and different types of people because I've got quite a few ladies who are listening on tonight. Let's say, for example, you said, well, my goal, LaShonda, was I want to get speaking opportunities. I want to get paid to speak. And that's wonderful. You know, as a matter of fact, I was on Facebook today and I was looking at Lucinda Cross. She was keynoting for the Big Hat Brunch in Connecticut. She looked beautiful. They were having a great time. She's an amazing speaker. And she's worked quite a bit to get to the point where she's getting keynote offers and six figures as a speaker, right? And so a lot of people want to be at that point. They want to be a speaker. Now, but before you get to the point where people are paying you to speak, you have to create your own soapbox, right? Because the reality is there is no speaker genie. And I hate to break it to you, but it's the truth. Because some people, you know, when I hear clients come to me and they say, well, I want to be a speaker. I want to get speaking opportunities. When you're starting out, more than likely you're going to be going to conferences and speaking for free or going to your church and speaking for free or getting speaking engagements. If you are charging, that maybe you're either getting your travel paid or you're getting somewhere between 250 at that much to, you know, speak because you're still a new speaker and the prices are nominal. But there is no speaker genie. There is not somebody who's just going around passing out speaking opportunities, right? Because those are going to the people who are already established. So in the process of building your credibility as a speaker, you've got to create your own soapbox, right? Which is why I want you to think about when you're looking at your list of products and packages and, well, ideas of how am I going to start monetizing this message. One, stop thinking strictly about waiting for speaking opportunities and start creating opportunities where you can speak to a group of women. And that's what we're going to talk about today. How can I create my own opportunities where, as opposed to me waiting for somebody to pay me for speaking, because that's going to come, but maybe not today. Maybe it might take 2 years from now. What am I going to do until then while I'm monetizing myself, right? That's number one. Number two, what am I going to sell that's going to go beyond $1, $3, $7, $10? Because realistically, unless I am putting a lot of time and effort to marketing myself, to getting thousands of people to my space, how can I make sufficient amount of money? How can I make an extra $500, $1,000, or even $2,000 without having to bring in droves of people to my website? Okay? Those are the real things. That's the reality of when you want to speak, teach, and coach, but either you don't have sufficient traffic or you're not quite as credible a speaker yet that people are coming to you and telling you that they want to pay you to speak. You're not there yet, right? So you have to do what realistically can happen for you. So we're going to talk about turning those ideas into a reality in just a bit. Once we, now that we've kind of talked about monetizing as far as how much money you thought you should make or what kind of ideas and projects you thought you should be in, I want to talk about demand, right? I want to talk about NTN buyers. NTN stands for Need This Now Buyers. Oftentimes when I talk to women who are coaches and are interested in teaching and I say, what exactly are you selling? The first thing they do is give me this mission statement that it sounds larger than life, right? And so I wrote down the everyone woman wants to be a coach mission statement, okay? And you might laugh, but this is really 9 times out of 10 when I hear I want to be a coach, I want to teach, this is what they say. I want to empower women to embark on a journey of total transformation through a series of mindset shifts, motivational trainings, and self-exploration activities that will help them live their best life. Yes. That statement, I think, encompasses just about what most women who want to coach other women want to do. I feel like there's some unwritten rule that when you write that mission statement, you have to figure out how to put in mindset shift, empowerment, best life, transformation, self-exploration. My mission, it has to fit it in somewhere, shape, or form, right? But what does that mean? What does it mean to embark on a journey of total transformation and self-exploration and motivational training? What does that mean? It sounds good, or it makes you feel like you sound good, but what exactly does that mean? When it comes to NTN, Need It Now buyers, what they want is a clear product or service that they need now. And motivational, mindset, transformational, all of that sounds well and good, but it doesn't clearly explain to them what they need now, okay? So what I want to do is I want to talk to you about what it is when you have something that is in demand, okay? So let's sit down and think about your coaching, your package, your teaching, your services. I want you to answer the following questions. Number one, what's the primary product or service that you are selling? Write that down first. Okay. So once you write down the primary product or service that you want to sell, the next thing I want you to write down is who exactly you are selling it to. Describe that person. And for some of you, this may be a product or service that's in the making. It may not be done yet, but we want to get clear on if it's in demand and what exactly it is. We want to get to the meat of what it is so that you can really figure out how you're going to sell this. Because, again, this is about getting clear. And when I hear transformational, motivational, blah, 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 coaching, I'm like, okay, so I get that's what your mission is, but what are you selling? And, I want to help other women. Okay, what are you selling them? I'm giving them a process where they can get empowered and where they can live their best life. Okay, so what are you selling them? And I keep asking the question. It's kind of like putting you in a hot seat. But, you know, in order for you to sell people, again, confused buyers don't buy. So if you're confused about the product, they're not going to figure, they don't know what exactly you're selling. They can't find you, and they have no interest, right? So tonight I want to help you get clear about that, which is why I want you to clearly define the package. You may have multiple packages, but let's talk about the core thing that you ultimately want to sell. Who exactly you want to sell it to? That's question number two. And then number three, why do you want to sell this to them? Answer that question. So when you answer all three of these questions, what you should be able to do is ultimately put it in a sentence. So let me give you one of mine. Okay, what is it that I'm focused on selling? Web design services. Who? I want to sell web design services to women with online projects. Why? Because they need a website to promote their business and sell their products. So I can essentially say I am selling web design services to women with online projects so that they can promote their business and sell their products. What am I selling? Who am I selling it to, and why? You should be able to clearly say that to yourself without the fluff, without the big, you know, long-winded mission statement, just down to the meat of what it is you're selling and why. So, for example, my son is an absolutely, positively picky, he's not a toddler anymore, he's a big boy, but he's a picky kid when it comes to eating. So I've done some research on what I can do to feed him because it's absolutely frustrating. Now, in the process, I found one particular mom, very ingenious. She's got these wonderful lunchbox ideas, which she has packaged, and she sells. And so you can sign up for either 3 months or 6 months, and every week you get lunchbox ideas, so you don't have to think about it. She does it for you. You just have to put it together. So when I look at that as a service professional, as somebody who's got a message that she wants to share, and ultimately her message is, look, I'm a mom of picky eaters, so I want to show you how to do it because I figured out how to do it. What is she selling? Lunchbox ideas. Who is she selling it to? Moms of picky eaters. And why? Because their kids are driving them crazy, and they need help. And so ultimately, when you look at your offer, it's got to be clear what you're selling, who you're selling it to, and why. Now, there are two parts of this equation. One, clearly understanding what it is that you are selling, as we talked about here. And then two, clearly understanding the desired end result that you're trying to provide to your audience, okay? So for example, when I talk about this ingenious work-at-home mama who is now selling her recipes, they're recipes, her lunchbox recipes to moms, she is in a market that's heavily in demand because stay-at-home moms are trying to find ways to feed their children in a way that is going to work, you know, whether it be for their nutrition or the fact that they're picky. They're trying to find creative ways to make it happen. So she's seeing a need and she's filling a need. The end result is happy mom, happy kid, everybody's eating and they're eating healthy and they're not wasting your money and your time, which is really what I want as a mom. Right? I want him to be healthy and happy and not waste my money and come home with food that he does not eat, right? So think about what you're doing as a coach and professional. What is the end result that people are looking for that you're trying to sell? Because again, when we go back to that I'm every woman, every coach mission statement, it's too general. I don't get what you say when you're telling me that you want to help me embark on a journey of total transformation. That sounds wonderful, but what does that mean, right? So what's the end result? when you look at marketing, whether it be online or offline, people are going to get it to the point. And so when you think about your package today, the point of the clarity session is to help you get to your point, right? So I'm a coach. I'm helping people be happy, right? I want people to be happy. So I'm providing services to women who are stressed because they're in bad relationships. I want that these women to be happy and find a man, you know? So the end result is you will be happier and you will be in a healthy relationship. And so that's the process. And we're going to talk about my package or my offer or my service that's going to help you get to that end result. When you think about what you're trying to sell, what is the end result that you want to provide to your audience? I always say KISS, keep it seriously simple. You know, you've probably heard KISS before. And again, when you have these, you know, these mission statements that you believe it has to sound like what every other coach seems to sound like online, you're losing because you've got a lot of competition, you've got a lot of other people doing what you're doing, and either they are just trying to spend their day sounding smart or, you know, hoping that the speaker genie will come to them and say, hey, you sound like you know what you're talking about. I want you to speak with Oprah, you know, at Oprah's conference next week, and I'm going to give you $5,000 a keynote. They're sitting around waiting for that. What you need to do is KISS, keep it seriously simple. Get to the point. You're hurting. I know you're hurting because you are unhappy, you're tired, you're stressed out, you're overweight. Ultimately, your goal is to be happy, and I'm going to help you figure out how to make that happen. I talked about Lucinda Cross. She has what she calls the activate movement. The end result is just that activation. You're stagnant. You're stuck. You're in a position where you've got all these wonderful ideas and yet you haven't done anything to do what you really want to do in your life. So the end result for you is activation, actually seeing progress, seeing your result, and making it happen. What is the end result that you are providing your audience? Very, very important. Now, NTN, need this now? NTN buyers, it's all about the demand, okay? So I'm here to tell you right now, because I asked you before whether you have an idea or you're actually selling what exactly your package, your focus package is. Unless you're selling something that is a feel-good product, entertainment, whether it be music, movies, fashion, fun, if you're not selling that, you need to focus on NTN, need this now buyers. Because nobody else is going to give you consistent sales like them. What does that mean? The mommy who's selling recipes, she's not doing music. She's not Hulu, she's not Netflix, she's not Apple. She is focused on moms who need this now. They need recipes right now. Kids got to go to school tomorrow. She's tearing her hair out, and she's tired of trying to figure out how to feed them. I need this now. You are in a position where you say, LaShonda, I have so much information to give. I've got so much experience. I want to teach. I want to share. But when you think about all of that, who is your NTN buyer? Who needs this now and why? So, for example, again, I say KISS, keep it seriously simple. I periodically do trainings. I don't do stuff like this all the time because for the most part, I'm either doing my web design services or, you know, I'm working with my coaching clients. So I've got my insider circle. We do coaching calls, one-on-one. I've got my weekly Jumpstart Your Business calls. So I work with those clients, and I work with my web clients, that's it. I don't do trainings all the time. But when I do trainings, it's all about KISS. Keep it seriously simple. My trainings always focus on a specific topic, a specific group, and I make it end of last year, we did a Books Buzz Business training that was for authors. That's it. There was an audience. They needed information about publishing and digital marketing as far as books and or ebooks. That training was for them. Next week, well, actually this week because it's starting tomorrow, Monday. Starting this Wednesday, I'm doing the Pro Webinars, which is 5 days. It's all about how to create your own webinars, how to create your own virtual conferences for profit or promotion. It's focused on a very particular group at ProWebinars.sisterSense.com. Who are you focused on, and do they need this now? So I'm focused on women who are interested in setting up their webinars, setting up conferences so that they can start teaching now versus waiting for somebody to give them an opportunity to speak or waiting to get all the digital sales to come in. They want to work with a small group of women, really share their message, make an impact now versus later. And so for that particular group, I'm doing the Pro Webinars 5-day training. What are you doing? Okay, so that's kind of what I want you to think about now. Is your offer clearly defined? Is the end result clearly defined? And when you think about the buyer, your NTN buyer, do they really need this now? And if you have a package and you're thinking to yourself, well, I know that people should need this, we need to talk about another group of people, because it's not so much about what you know they need to know they need it, because that's how they're going to find you. All too often, you know, you say, okay, well, I know people should know this information, but in order for them to buy it, they have to have that feeling of necessity, desperation even sometimes. It's like, I really have to have this information. So unless you have that ability to ignite that feeling, you're not going to get the kind of sales that you want. So we talked about clearly defining your profit goals. NTN, need this now, potential buyers. Clearly defining your end result of what it is that you're teaching so that you can let them know, so that you can connect with people on a level that makes sense. You know, she's not saying, you know, I'm trying to help moms have better connections with their young children. It's like, look, I'm trying to give you some recipes that you can feed your picky eater. You know, keep it simple, keep it straight, and make a connection, right? And which is what I want to help you do and get clear on that. So now when you think about the ideas that you've come up with the last quarter of last year, even going into January and February, what is it that you have actually completed? Write that down now. So we've got our notebook right now, and hopefully you're not just listening, but you're actually writing down everything, and it should be full of all these different things. Okay, well, I know that I wanted to work on my own webinar series, or I know I wanted to do my own radio, and I know I wanted to do my own support group. I know I wanted to start a membership site. I know I wanted to start a directory. I know I wanted to do more workshops. I wanted to do local events. I wanted to create my own events. What did you complete? I wanted to start my own newsletter so that I can, you know, be the new Allie Brown, the new Easy Ean Queen, and start sending out newsletters to a community for women so that I could uplift them. Or I knew I wanted to create not an e-zine or a newsletter, but a magazine subscription, a publication. What is it that you wanted to get done in that time of creating these ideas, and what have you actually completed? Now, I thought it was important for us to talk about those things that you've actually completed because, like I said at the beginning of the call, March 9, 2014 could easily be March 9, 2015 because time goes by really, really quickly. And so in order for you to see profit and progress, you've got to see what's holding you back from getting things done. Now, like I mentioned before, some people are in the waiting phase. They're either waiting for an opportunity to get a speaking gig. And for those people, I say stop waiting, start creating. Get a package together so that you can build a community, whether it be 10 women or it be 50 women. Start somewhere and then build from that. Build your speaking platform yourself so that you have something to go out and show others. Some people are waiting for enough sales to come in, right? So, you know, they don't have necessarily a platform where they're trying to speak, but they're trying to sell either a digital product or a book, and they're waiting for sufficient sales to come in. And I said at the beginning of the, well, somewhere in the beginning, in the middle, when you look at your revenue from last month with respect to your sales, there are a couple of things that you need to keep in mind. One, if you're only making minimal sales for low price point products, you may need to think about creating a package or an offer that's got a higher price point on it so that you can generate more money, point blank, simple. You know, sometimes you can't beat a dead horse to death. If you got those products and they're great, you have to create something bigger. I knew that I went from initially creating my, you know, $7 and $5 digital products and to then saying, okay, well, one is not sufficient, so I need to create a couple. Actually, I think it was Joyce we were talking about in our Insider Circle one-on-one session. I said, you know, if you've got one book or two books, you want to consider creating a series of books so that instead of just having one revenue stream, you've got multiple books bringing in money so that increases the sale. And then for me in particular, I went from creating multiple books and saying, hell, you know, I've got so many books and people are always saying to me, well, which one should I buy? I'm going to put all of these books into one bundle. So, hey, buy the Black Starter Kit, buy the Citizen Starter Kit, and it's $97 versus $5, $7, $2, $3. And then I'm making more sales without having more customers. You know, I just say, okay, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be hundreds and thousands of people coming in if I can just get a couple of people to buy a bigger product at a higher price point, right? So if you're not completing things or if you're not quite where you need to be, is it that you're waiting for the gigs or you waiting for the sales to come in? What exactly is going on? Now, for some people, when you think about the girl, I actually haven't completed things yet. Are you weighed down by the vision? Some people have visions that are larger than life, larger than life itself. Like you already see yourself at Oprah status. And the idea of actually having to strategically do the smaller things to get you where you need to be are overwhelming because your vision is too big. And, you know, it's funny because I don't want to say you shouldn't have a big dream. We all will have to dream big, but at the same time, we all have to start from somewhere. And for some of you, the vision is so big that you haven't done anything these last couple of months because you don't know where to start. It's just so overwhelming. It's so confusing. And so when I talk about streamlining your offer, when I talk about going from this bigger vision of I want to speak in front of millions to, you know what, I want to create a community for 5, 10, 20, 100 women, it becomes a more realistic, more doable, and in my personal opinion, it becomes a more fulfilling experience because you're not sitting there waiting for things to happen. You're actually starting the process. You know, last week I was interviewed by web design online magazine, Web Designers of Color. And one of the questions was, you know, how did you go from being a web designer to creating your own movement, you know, on SisterSense and BBWO? How is that possible? And, I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. But I realized in the process of working with women, you know, my first webinar series that I did was for 10 women. And in the process of working with women, and when I did that first 10 women, We did a 4-week series, and in addition to the 4 weeks, each of the women got a one-on-one session with me, and that was $97, so that was $1,000. And that first 1K training, one, it made it real for me. I was like, oh, I can do this. And two, I didn't have to put myself in a situation where I needed to bring in 1,000 people to make that 1K. I just needed 10 women who were interested in learning how to increase their visibility and sales. I had a very, very simple concept. You're going to come inside, and for 4 weeks, we're going to talk about how you use your blog to increase your visibility and sales. Very simple. And it worked. And KISS, again, I want you to think about that. How are you defining your business for yourself? How are you defining your business to other people? What exactly are you trying to sell? What are you doing to actually move forward? What have you completed in the last couple of months? And what can you create to realistically generate an income for yourself next month? Right? So, you know, as I mentioned before, as you know, I'm very fond of putting together small communities for women and growing organically because, again, I believe that before you have the opportunity to speak in larger venues, before I was speaking and going to Black Enterprise and going to the Jacob Javits Center, I was in my Sister Sense community learning how to generate $1,000 to $5,000 by getting smaller women together. So again, I want you to think about, is that something that you feel that you can realistically do for yourself in your community? Now, when you think about coaching, teaching, speaking online, three things that I wanted to focus on today that we've talked about in some great detail is, one, clearer profit goals for yourself. You know, how much money did I make last month? When I have an idea, how much money do I hope to bring in with this particular idea? Clearer definitions. You know, what exactly is it that I'm trying to provide to an audience? And who is my audience? You know, is it just people who will think, oh, this is interesting, I'll bookmark it, I'll come back, I'll read it again? Or is it NTN buyers, people who need this now? Because the folks who find it interesting are not going to buy. It's the NTN people who are really interested, beyond interested, in dire need of your knowledge and expertise that are going to buy. So are you making a connection between what it is you're selling and what people are actually looking for in your industry, for your profession, right? So you want to make sure the connection between what it is you're selling and what it is they need, there is a perfect synergy between the two. Have you been able to do that? And if not, we need to work on that, right? You need to get clearer on what it is you're selling and how you're going to meet that demand. And then, of course, thinking about what it is you've completed, right? And are you feeling overwhelmed right now? If you've got this larger-than-life vision, I want you to take that elephant and break it down into pieces that you can realistically complete in the next 30 days, next month, what's going to get done so that the first quarter of the year I can say I have either seen progress or profit or, God willing, both, and I'm not still where I was at the beginning of the year. Like, okay, this is the thing, this is my year, this is my time to shine, this is what I'm going to do, da-da-da-da, really hyped, really excited, but what happens now? So what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to continue this conversation with you all. Our next session is going to be on webinars and 5 webinar-based profit models, because I know that there are actually quite a few of you who are interested in at least understanding what options you have if you wanted to go the route of creating your own support group or training program. You've probably seen or participated in some sort of teleconference where either you have to pay for it or it was free or somebody was selling something and you were like, well, I want to do something like this. How can I get something like this off the ground? So to launch the Pro Webinar Series, which is happening on Wednesday, I'm doing another complimentary session tomorrow night to talk about 5 different webinar streams that you can tap into as far as income is concerned. And then for those of you who are interested, you can go to prowebinars.sistersense.com to sign up for our 5-day training. The first 3 days are going to start Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then you have the weekend to work on some of the activities. I'm going to give you a PowerPoint template so that you can work on your presentations, and then we can go further into the process for the final 2 days. And so in that process, we're basically going to be talking about 5 key areas with respect to hosting your own webinars. Now, we're going to start with prep so that you can really understand your purpose, your pricing, and your plan. You know, I'm all about talking about the money first, right? So the first thing we're going to talk about is prep and then presentation, what you should have in your PowerPoints, how you should put your PowerPoints together. Some people don't even know the process of putting the PowerPoints together, so that's going to be a session in and of itself. And then promotion, how you can get people to sign up to your sessions, what your pitch is, what your marketing strategy is going to be. Number 4, the process of putting the webinar on, what tools, tips, and tricks I use, because I do webinars quite a bit, and you may find that if you have tried to do one, sometimes there are things that you may not expect, or there's so many different programs out there, which ones are the right ones for you. I'm going to talk about the ones in particular that I like to use, especially the ones that are low cost. When you're starting out, you want to keep more of the money that you make. And so you may not be in a position to buy, you know, $300 a month on Infusionsoft or spend $100 a month on GoToWebinar, but you want something that's quality and comparable to host your session. So we're definitely going to be talking about webinar tools, tips, and tricks. Last session being profit, how to generate sales before and after your webinar. Plus, for the ladies who sign up, the first 5 ladies who sign up for our 5-day training get an opportunity to do a one-on-1 clarity session so that I can talk specifically with you about your ideas, what it is you're trying to do, what your vision is, what you're trying to coach, and then explain to you how you can define that purpose so that it resonates with an audience, how you can market it, and how you can put it together in a training or support group type virtual event that is going to benefit others as well as yourself. You want to be able to fulfill that purpose, and of course, you want it to be profitable as well, which is what the Pro Webinars is essentially all about, which again is at prowebinars.sistersense.com so that you can sign up for our sessions. Those are going to be starting on Wednesday. So I have given you some homework in your Q&A, and it's kind of hidden, but I hope you've been able to kind of see and pull it out. For those of you who, when I said, well, what were your goals? How much money did you expect to make last month, and did you make that? For those of you who had a question mark on your face, your homework is you need to start setting some goals for yourself. Clear goals. If you're selling products, you need to know how many are you want to sell, you need to sell, and how much money you should be bringing into your business. That's your homework. For those of you who have products and services that you're selling and you feel like you're not making a sufficient amount of money, what is your ideal goal? How many sales are you realistically making? How much is your product? So if you're selling, again, a low price point product and you're making 20, 30 sales and it's not enough, it's not hitting your goal, you either have to bring in more people, which means you need to do like a 360-degree hardcore marketing plan, or the smarter way, which is what I believe to be the way, is you need to strategically be able to put together some sort of support group or training program for a smaller audience that you can sell, so that you don't have to make as many sales, but because of the higher price point product, you can still make more money in the process, okay? So either more marketing or higher price point product, so you have to make less sales, but you get to meet your financial profit goals, okay? For those of you who have not clearly defined your business and you are still in that, I'm every speaker, teacher, coach, this is my general mission statement of empowerment and motivation and mindset shifting. you need to get clear on two things. One, you need to get clear on what it is you are offering. What is the core package and service that you are selling? Is it in demand? Who are your NTN need this now buyers? So that once you are clear on your package, who you're selling it to, you can clearly let them know what the offer is. And it's not, you know, that sounds wonderful, right? But do I really want to hit buy now in the shopping cart? Because you want to think about it. When you look on your Facebook, your Google+, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, I mean, nowadays coaches and speakers, you know, they're a dime a dozen. Everybody's a coach. Everybody's a speaker. Everybody's coming out with a book. But what's your hook that's going to set you apart? You know, just thinking about that, I was recently reading an article about Radio Shack and how, unfortunately, they're closing about 20% of their stores, I believe, and for many reasons, some of which include the fact that they're outdated. They knew they were outdated, and they did nothing to revamp their brand. They did nothing to compete with the fact that, you know, people aren't buying some of the electronics that they used to buy from a place like Radio Shack, or people can now buy some basic electronics that in Target or Walmart or Best Buy that they used to buy at Radio Shack. So they're not setting themselves apart. They're not making themselves unique. They're not putting themselves in a position where they have Radio Shack NTN buyers. They have products that people who need it now can get it nowhere else but Radio Shack. They didn't do that, which is why they're in a position, an unfortunate position right now, where they have to close their doors. I don't believe in closing doors as a solo entrepreneur with a baby to feed and a business to maintain. Closing doors is not an option. So it's important to clearly define every offer so I know who it appeals to. I don't appeal to everybody every day. It just couldn't work. You know, when I did my, I knew full and well when I did Books, Buzz, and Biz, I was appealing to authors. Not everybody's an author. This week I'm doing the pro webinars. I'm appealing to those who want to put together webinar conferences. That may be you. You may be like, okay, I'm ready to do either a webinar or a teleconference, and I need to figure out what that process is. I'm talking to a very specific person. So who are you talking to? If you're not clear on that, that's your homework, right? I need to figure out how to make that happen. So again, tomorrow we're going to talk about 5 webinar-based revenue streams. But before we wrap up for tonight, I'm just going to hit unmute. If anyone has had any aha moments from tonight's call, if you've got any questions for me before we wrap up, I definitely want to give you an opportunity to chime in.
Sorry. I want to be first. Can you hear me?
Yes, she's on the call.
This is Monifa LaShonda. How are you today?
I am very good, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to be sure that I'm in the right place because I've been following you for years. I actually started with you a couple of years ago, and I wasn't able to utilize every single thing that you were doing, and that was my fault. At this point in time, I have one group that's going, a group that I'm a co-founder of that's going. But then I just bought my own website. I just took my own professional pictures. I am a motivational person. I can talk to people about media and social platforming, but I have not been able to put all of that into one package yet. And I'm wondering, and I'm looking on your website, and I have a limited funding. So I'm wondering if this is the way I should go or if I should go with some of your other professional services.
So when you say this, what are you specifically talking about?
Specifically, like, you know, I guess branding myself. The other day I sat down to do one of the MTM businesses that I do, one of those multi-level businesses that I do, and I ended up consulting for social media. I did a whole hour's worth of consulting for social media. And mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of was like I was driving home and I was like, what are you doing? You know, you literally just told that person how to do social media, how to do crowdfunding. This is something you could teach people. And that's when you came along. So, like, literally my aha moment was 5 minutes before I got on this call, I saw your website, and I saw that you were teaching this class, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, I follow whatever God tells me to do. So I'm wondering, but I'm on your website now, and I'm like, is this the webinar? Is the webinar class the best thing for somebody who kind of knows their way around the social media world and has other things kind of lined up, or is it best for me to go with some of your other services?
Now, here's my question to that question, because the idea here is this. You mentioned that you've got a lot of different things going on.
I do.
What are you specifically selling?
Okay, so right now what I'm specifically selling is I work under another organization that does, okay, this is my side mom job. My side mom job is I work with Noah's Ark Animal Workshop where they bring the bears to your daycare and we do, you know, bear parties. It's Build-A-Bear, but it's not Build-A-Bear because we come to you. Okay, that's what I do. My day job where I get my paycheck is I work customer service over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I am the founder, I'm a co-founder of a poetry organization who just got national recognition, and I'm a spoken word artist. And so I've kind of built my own since 1998, my own brand with poetry, but I do better on the business side. Not that I'm not a good poet, it's just that I know how to promote better. So I sat down with somebody to do the bear party, and I ended up talking myself into a job doing poetry workshops with the kids and telling her how to build her daycare business and to get money for her daycare business and bring her daycare business into social media. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like threw me off because by the time I get up, I sat down to do the bears. I got up, I'm her marketing person. What the heck? You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. And so I'm wondering, so I already was going to purchase my website, and I bought my domain. I went through Bluehost. I did some things, you know, and I went and I got a photo shoot done. But I'm like, now that I'm ready to launch, I'm scared to launch because where am I launching to? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're asking that question, my aha moment is, what are you doing, Monifa?
Because here's the thing. You have to think about the fact that you are going to be in situations, and this happens all the time. I actually had a session with a coaching client who said to me, you know, I'm actually doing she's doing an online portal for the LGBT community. And then she said, you know, well, I'm going to events and then talking to people about social media. So then I feel like maybe I should do social media because I'm talking to people about social media. You're going to have these opportunities where you're going to talk to people about entrepreneurship and social media and how they can get themselves off, you know, in one direction or another, right? But is that your core mission? If it's not your core mission, then you have to think about, well, okay, you know what? I know I'm a spoken word poet. I want to put together, let's say, these local workshops or virtual opportunities. Well, because you're working with the teddy bears, actual physical workshops, I want to put together an offering or a package around that. Or I want to show other women how, because I've been doing this. This is my mom, not, you know, side hustle. I want to show other moms how they can do their own Build-A-Bear venture with this company and make money and do a training around that. There are just so many different kinds of trainings that you can do. But then it's focused more so on where your passion is than when people kind of randomly come to you and say, hey, you know, let me pick your brain for a second, and you fall into a conversation with them.
That's exactly where. And I'm sorry, I promise I'm gonna take my answers offline. My passion is, people always ask, I'm always empowering other single moms to get their hustle on and to focus on their vision. And it leads me to being all over the place with mine because I'm always like, okay, well, you do African dance. Girl, call those churches and get in these after-school programs. You know what I'm saying?
And so if that is your passion, then you absolutely, inside the webinar, we talk about just the logistics of putting together, hosting your own sessions. Then you have the opportunity to put together training sessions for moms who you're trying to help figure out how to actually get their side hustles off the ground. And so you can have, you know, we talk about it one-on-one and also in the training, putting together, you know, what you feel are essential, so all the moms need to know, versus what you would need to talk to moms one-on-one about, whether she's doing African dance or she's doing her own community with the teddy bears or, you know, she's doing her own babysitting. So she needs a one-on-one with me. But then I have my general training.
All right. Well, I'm sold. I hope I'm one of the first five. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll see my name pop up in the next 5 minutes.
Awesome. Send me an email, too, so, you know, we can talk more about it, because I feel like, again, it's an opportunity for you to focus on your core, and then everything else will fall into place. So let me give you a good example of that, and thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
Thank you.
I am a Jackie of all e-trades, as you all know, but when I talk about my insider circle, it's for very specific women who are interested in working with me on an ongoing basis. Every week I do my Jumpstart Your Business calls. I have that community. But that doesn't mean that I don't work with individuals one-on-one. So for example, callme.sisasense.com is where I've set up my one-on-one clarity sessions where people can have sessions with me. So for those of you who are coaches and you go, oh, my God, okay, here's a free nugget, right? This is a free nugget for tonight. Oh, my God, I always find myself and I'm doing these random sessions and I'm talking about one thing and then all of a sudden I go into a whole different realm and then I walk away like, how come I gave them all that information? Because you weren't ready to sell them coaching. And you didn't know you were having a coaching moment. So when I put together callme.sisasense.com with my coaching service, I can be in a conversation with somebody talking about one thing. They go into another topic. I can say, you know what? We need to sit down and talk about that for 60 minutes. So go to callme.sisasense.com, schedule a 60-minute session, and I can talk all about that. So it's an opportunity to have both individual opportunities to talk to people, but then that's not necessarily your core thing. You can have a training. You just have to have these things put together in place before you get into these conversations so you know what to do versus slipping up. You know, you're slipping up in the conversation and you're walking away like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the plan here is in order to see progress, there has to be systems put in place so that you're ready for consultations for random individuals when that opportunity comes versus having your own clearly defined training or offering like Jumpstart Your Business calls or, you know, side hustle startups for working home moms. That's something different. That's your core versus individual training and coaching sessions. Both of them have to be set up, right? But they each serve a different purpose.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I would love to answer any other one or two questions before we wrap up for tonight. Does anyone else on the call have an aha or a question? Okay, one more moment of silence. Well, good. Okay. So I always say when it's quiet, that means that everybody's gotten their full and they are ready to rock and roll. So like I said, I've given you guys quite a bit of homework for tonight so you can have a better understanding. As you know, if you're interested in speaking it, coaching it, teaching it, this is your opportunity to figure out how you're going to create your own soapbox, how you're going to monetize it. If you're doing digital, you need to either have more sales or higher price point products. If you want to do training, we can talk about that. Definitely sign up to prowebinars.sisasense.com so you can participate on Wednesday. You can also email me, lhenry@sisasense.com, if you want to just talk to me one-on-one. Of course, every week, usually on Thursdays, we've got our Jumpstart Your Business weekly calls, and all that information is at join.sisasense.com. So thank you again, ladies, for joining me tonight. I hope you have the opportunity to connect with me tomorrow afternoon for our second installment of this series. And I will talk to you soon. Have a blessed week. Take care.